From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Steve Norman reporting. U.S. Secretary of State John Kerry says the Islamic State extremists are losing ground in Iraq. Their leaders and fighters are being eliminated, and the group's rank-and-file members are losing hope. Mr. Kerry made a quick visit to Baghdad Friday for talks with Iraqi leaders, including Prime Minister Haider al-Abadi.
What we certainly did indicate to him, because it is in our interest, was that it is important to have political stability. And it is important to have a unified and functioning government as rapidly as possible in order to move forward so that all of these operations are not affected.
Secretary Kerry reiterated U.S. support for the Iraqi push against the Islamic State and said Washington stands ready to do more if needed. Some U.S. and Western officials say the Islamic State is having troubles entrenching itself in Libya despite a concerted effort. The most recent estimates put the number of IS fighters in Libya at about 5,000, roughly twice what it was a year and a half ago. Numbers expected to grow as IS officials in Syria and Iraq continue to encourage foreign fighters to head to Libya. Belgian authorities arrested a fugitive suspect wanted in connection with the November Paris attacks. The suspect is also linked to the deadly bombings in Brussels last month. Mohamed Abrini is a Belgian of Moroccan descent and believed to be the mysterious man in the hat who escaped the explosion at the Brussels airport. If true, it would mean that Abrini had a key role in both attacks carried out by the Islamic State that left 162 people dead, 130 in Paris, 32 in Brussels. This is VOA News.